Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccofono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk. Today, we have a very important topic to discuss, probably one of the most pressing topics that we deal with in the National Federation of the Blind today. That is the education of blind children. You know that only 10% of blind children in America are learning Braille. And a lot of people want to qualify that number. But the fact of the matter is that education for blind children, like so many children, is not adequate. And there's many reasons for that, and we work on those daily in the National Federation of the Blind and through our research and training programs at the Jernigan Institute. One of the pressing areas of need is to have better, highly qualified, motivated, positive teachers of blind students in the field. And so today, I've invited some guests to talk to us about our Teach Blind Students initiative through the National Federation of the Blind. Whether it's Braille literacy or cane travel or academics, the involvement of positive blind mentors with blind children and adults, and teachers who are well-trained and have a positive philosophy about blindness, makes a huge difference in the education of blind children. So let's go learn about our Teach Blind Students initiative, how you can get involved and help improve the education of blind children and make a difference for the next generation of blind leaders and scientists and engineers, the folks that are really going to make a difference for the next generation. Great. Well, we're here with Rosie and Emily. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Mark.
And we're here to talk about teachblindstudents.org and what it's like to be a teacher in working with students who are blind across America. But first, maybe you two could introduce yourselves and what you do on a daily basis and why you're passionate about the education of blind children. And Rosie, since you work here at the National Federation of the Blind, maybe you can start.
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Hi, Emily. I work here at the headquarters of the National Federation of the Blind in our Department of Affiliate Action. One of my main duties is to work to develop a program that will help attract a new generation of excited and committed teachers into the field of blindness education. I also work a lot with our blind youth and help them find the resources within the National Federation of the Blind that they need in order to be successful in life.
And you are a blind person?
Yep, I've been blind my entire life. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I grew up in a very small town in California, never knowing about the National Federation of the Blind, and certainly never having teachers who really believed in blind people and taught me the blindest skills I really needed to do well academically. It wasn't until after finishing high school that I attended the Louisiana Center for the Blind and first learned to read and write Braille there and use a cane, and also learned other blindness techniques that then helped me finish up my undergrad and get a master's degree in teaching blind students and do all kinds of other really neat things in my personal life. And all that is because of my relationship with the National Federation of the Blind.
Excellent. And Emily?
Well, I'm a teacher of blind students in Texas. And I went to Louisiana and I got my master's degree in teaching blind students. And I guess I'm really passionate about it because I'm really passionate about literacy. I'm really passionate about being able to read. And I really want access for blind people, and I think that that's really important. And because of that, I think Braille is incredibly important.
Excellent. And you've been teaching for how many years?
4 years now.
Okay, great. Well, we have a number of things that are probably important for us to talk about, but Rosie, maybe you can start by telling us in more detail about Teach Blind Students.
Sure. So the idea of Teach Blind Students and beginning a national outreach campaign to raise awareness about the profession of becoming a teacher of the blind originated in our grassroots organization of the National Federation of the Blind. Parents of blind children and blind adults and blind children themselves for years have discussed many of the issues that we see as problematic in the field of blindness education, And one of them certainly is just not having enough teachers to work with the blind kids to teach some of the skills that Emily described, in particular Braille. In response, then, the Federation, we decided to think about what we could do with the collective talents that we have in our organization to design a program that would help tackle this teacher shortage. So one of the angles then of Teach Blind Students campaign involves our website, which is teachblindstudents.org. Our national Teach Blind Students campaign has several strands, and we're working to roll those out at different times. Right now, what we're focusing is on finding people to help us recruit. We created the Teacher Recruitment Network. This is a network throughout the country made up of volunteers who are willing to go into their communities and do presentations at high schools and universities to discuss with individuals the career of teaching blind students. So far, we've had several presentations in the East Coast, and we're working to get presentations going in other countries, and we are definitely looking for presenters to help with that aspect of the campaign. And if people want to sign up to serve as a volunteer in the Teacher Recruitment Network, they can visit teachblindstudents.org and gather more information there. Aside from our recruitment network, we have a few other programs that we're preparing to roll out. One of them is our Teacher of Tomorrow program. Now, that program is for teachers, for pre-service teachers who are just now learning to become teachers of the blind. And we're wanting to get a group of teachers together for this fall, and we were going to have a year-round mentoring program for them, mm-hmm. where they will have an opportunity to attend a national convention and Washington seminar and other really exciting activities to get them acquainted with actual blind people. So the Teacher Tomorrow program is a wonderful opportunity for people who want to join it, you know, get in the field, who really want to have experience working with blind children and families of blind kids early on in their career.
Excellent.
And Teach Blind Students has a few other programs that we're working to develop, Mark, and I could discuss those now, or we could chat with Emily, whatever you'd like.
Oh, yeah, well, we do want to hear from Emily mm-hmm. and about, so what is it like? I mean, what makes a day in the life of a teacher of blind students, well, what makes it exciting?
I can tell you what I like best about it. Every day is different. Mm-hmm. I never do anything the same time every day.
Yeah.
Especially because I teach birth to 22. Mm-hmm. And so 1 hour I could be seeing a baby, the next hour I could be in high school. And really, it's really incredibly exciting because of that. Mm-hmm. I never know what to expect from day to day.
And it is somewhat challenging because the number of teachers are small, right?
Yes. So I'm the only teacher in my district. And so I don't really have a lot of support just because nobody else really understands what I do.
Yeah.
I get people who tell me, oh, well, why don't you just go back to your office and run this through your Braille machine? And we know there's no Braille machine, and it takes hours to create, especially math. And a lot of people have no idea what it means to be a teacher blind student.
Yeah. So what do you do to find that support network then?
I'm connected to the National Federation of the Blind, and so there's lots of different listservs that I have access to. Mm-hmm. And so if I have a question about a student, I go online and I type up, you know, the Professionals in Blindness Education mm-hmm. listserv or the parents listserv, and I can ask questions and I can talk to other people who kind of know at least what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Emily, as someone who's not blind, do you ever worry about how you're going to answer some of those questions that your students have? Or
I don't, because I don't worry about it if I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I have access to the National Federation of the Blind, if I don't know the answer to a question, I know there's someone out there who does.
Yeah, 6 degrees, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and Emily, you are participating in the Teach Blind Students and sharing some of your thoughts online. As you've been doing that, what strikes you about other professionals out there? What do you see as a common need, an area where teachers aren't tapping into some of the resources that are out there?
What really worries me in the field, I guess, is the lack of Braille knowledge. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of teachers that I know that don't know Braille, and so mm-hmm. they don't feel comfortable teaching Braille, So they find excuses not to teach Braille.
Mm.
And I really think that students need Braille.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important that if we could teach those teachers not to be afraid of Braille, because once you know it and you feel comfortable teaching it, there's really no reason not to.
Yeah.
I would say, Mark, that Emily is a perfect example of the type of teacher we need out in our country working with blind children.
Mm-hmm.
She is committed. She has a solid belief in the abilities of blind people. She knows her blindness skills. And importantly, she knows that she can draw on the resources of the National Federation of Blind if there is something she doesn't know.
Well, thank you.
I love that. You know that, of course, all teachers have to have a network, and nobody comes out of a teacher training program of any type knowing everything they should.
No.
At least if they believe they do, that they're probably not going to be an effective teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that attitude and knowing that there's a network of folks who can help answer some of those questions, that's really key. And of course, that's what the Teach Blind Students Initiative is about. And Rosie, you wanted to share some other thoughts about that?
Yeah, definitely. We have other aspects of the program that we're working to develop and are certainly looking for folks who are interested in helping and in lending their time and talents to building this initiative. We are working to develop a program for current teachers who are in the field now, who want to get connected with other blindness professionals to do exactly what Emily is describing, to exchange best practices, to seek support, and to get in contact with successful blind adults. We will also are working to develop an education station, which will host a variety of best practices in blindness skills, where teachers can also contribute their ideas and share their knowledge base with each other, and also include parents in that process. Parents have a very important role to play in the education of blind students, and we definitely would want to get parents involved in our recruitment efforts as well.
Excellent. Emily, one of the first times I met you was at our Youth Slam program, and maybe you can talk about the learning that goes on when teachers get involved in some of the programs of the National Federation of the Blind in observing the way that we interact with students and some of the things that we do.
Well, I think it's incredibly important for teachers to be part of the National Federation of the Blind. And I guess I've had a lot of experience having to justify why I want to go to National Federation of the Blind conferences
mm-hmm.
and conventions to my supervisors, unfortunately. And I always tell them that, you know, as a teacher, you really speak of expectations,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you want to have those high expectations for your students. And I know so many teachers who've never met a successful blind adult. And so how can they tell their students that they can be anything,
mm-hmm.
or that they can go and do anything if they don't really believe that and they haven't seen it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's why I do attend conferences, and I like to go to the Youth Slam besides the fact that it's just fun. because I really like to meet people and, I guess, network and have those resources for my students in the future.
Right. And all blind people are the same, right? So
knowing
one is enough?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's that, we frequently talk with teachers about, can you name 100 blind people? Because it's that diversity that really teaches you that blind people are a normal cross-section of society. Rosie, what else concerns you about the education of blind children, and what else would you like to see people do to get involved?
Well, definitely, I think one of the things that Emily touched on, which is expectations,
mm-hmm.
I think that is at the core in a lot of work with blind kids. Certainly, if teachers are not exposed to large groups of blind people, perhaps they don't understand the expectations that they ought to have for their students. So definitely becoming a part of the Federation helps get teachers acquainted with successful blind adults and give them an idea of some of the potential that's out there in our blind children. You know,
mm-hmm.
blind children can achieve, they can learn, they can become active parts of society, they can really contribute if they're armed with the proper skills and proper attitudes growing, while they're developing in school. Definitely, I think one of the other problems that we see is a lot of times teachers do not work with their kids on helping them develop a positive attitude towards blindness.
Mm-hmm.
And the Federation, that is one of the things that we are experts in. We help blind people every day learn that with the right attitude and the right skills, we really can learn, achieve, and develop.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily, as a member of the National Federation of the Blind who is not blind. Sometimes I hear people whisper, not members of the NFB, but others, that, well, you know, those folks, they look down upon people who are sighted. And you talked about having a support network within the NFB, so obviously you don't feel that way. You feel like you're part of the team, and maybe you can
absolutely
speak to that.
Absolutely. You know, being sighted is my cross to bear. But I feel like I like to be involved, and I'm very involved with the Texas Parents Organization.
Yeah.
We're doing a Saturday school right now that I'm actually developing and running in Houston, and I try to help where I feel like that I'm needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's always a need for more hands.
Absolutely.
Whether you're blind or you're sighted, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Excellent. Well, anything else you ladies want to share about the field or teach blind students or the things we're going to do in the future?
Well, we are going to change the way blind children are educated in this country, and we need as many people out there who are willing to give a little bit of their time to be part of this revolution. And folks are welcome to visit teachblindstudents.org, where they can learn how to become involved.
Mm-hmm. Emily?
I don't think I have anything else to say. I think that you should visit teachblindstudents.org because it's an incredible website, and I think it's going to be an incredible resource in the future.
And it's fun.
Yeah. That's the best part of my job. It's fun.
Well, thank you, ladies, for your time. Well,
thanks, Mark.
That's a little straight talk about the education of blind children and the need for you to get involved in Teach Blind Students. Visit teachblindstudents.org and learn about the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind. Be part of the education revolution.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314.